With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. We get the latest data on job losses later this morning, and first-time unemployment claims have been mostly trending down for months, but there are still around 12 million Americans receiving some kind of jobless benefit. Now, for most of them, that money is set to run out when all federal pandemic unemployment programs expire on September 5th. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Since the pandemic hit, the feds have paid the tab for laid-off workers who used up their state benefits, also unemployed gig workers, and parents who couldn't work because of childcare or health concerns. Payments for these folks now average around $600 a week and are about to run out for at least 7.5 million people.
This is a super large cliff.
Nicole Marquez is with the National Employment Law Project.
This impact will be felt most sharply on Black and Latinx workers.
Because they have the highest unemployment rates. Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute says the cutoff will take billions a week out of consumers' pockets.
Lower wage, lower hours workers that are getting these benefits, spending their money in the economy and feeding this recovery.
Gould says the number of people who will lose federal jobless benefits in September is five times higher than the 1.3 million who saw their benefits expire after the Great Recession. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.